Okay. We'll entertain a motion to come out of recess, go back into regular session. Motion, Mr. McCarron. Questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Quinterbaum?
Yes.
Ms. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now back in regular session, and now is the time for our public hearings, and Mr. Moore will give you the rules and procedures for the hearings. Mr. Moore?
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. First, there is one housekeeping matter that we can take care of. Number three on the agenda today was ordinance number 2404. The applicant has sent a letter asking that that be withdrawn. Since it was advertised, it will take a motion from council, so it would be appropriate for someone to move to permit the withdrawal of ordinance number 2404.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley?
Second.
Second, Ms. Quinterbaum. Questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Quinterbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay, I'll now read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker's stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, we have two matters, a change of zone and a conditional use, and the applicant has requested, as they did in planning and zoning, combine the hearings, and it would be change of zone number 2049 and conditional use 2580. Mr. Boyhouse.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll introduce both together. The first is CZ 2049, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B2 business community district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in an Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 520 feet northeast of Layton Avenue, which the 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 60.00, submitted into the record, Mr. President, for the change of zone application. We have a copy of the survey for the property, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, a copy of the conditional use site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, copy of letters received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. The second application is conditional use number 2580, filed on behalf of Tony Floyd Trucking LLC, which is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial hauling, goods and materials delivery services and driveway installation business, together with the storage of vehicles, equipment and materials, to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres more or less, located at the same address. Submitted into the record for the conditional use application, we have a copy of a survey for the property, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, a copy of the conditional use site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, a copy of letters received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. The change of zone application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of April 2nd of this year. And at the meeting of April 16th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the seven reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, the conditional use application, CE2580, was also subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission on April 2nd of this year. And at the meeting of April 16th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons stated and subject to the 15 recommended conditions as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, copies of the motions for both of those applications along with the draft minutes are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Are there any questions from Council? If not, Ms. Beat.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President Hudson, Council members, Mr. Moore, Director Whitehouse, members of staff, and members of the public. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing LLP, here on behalf of Tony Floyd Trucking LLC, the applicant, as well as Tony Floyd and Charlita Speaks Floyd, owners of the company, as well as owners of the site. Seeking to downzone property located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 520 feet northeast of Layton Avenue, outside the town of Millsboro, being Sussex County tax parcel number 234-32-60 from B2 to AR1, together with a conditional use for commercial hauling, goods and materials delivery services and driveway installation business, together with storage of vehicles, equipment and materials to operate on the site. As stated, I'm consolidating the applications into one presentation. So just for some history, established in 1998, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC has been operating in the county for over 20 years. Mr. Floyd runs the front of the house operations, and then Mrs. Speaks Floyd handles all of the administrative aspects of the business. Mrs. Speaks Floyd has also contributed to the local economy as a hairstylist and salon owner since 1996. She also recently opened a second salon in 2022. And Mr. Floyd and Mrs. Speaks Floyd are present this afternoon. These applications were submitted in light of recent denials of two conditional use requests, which I'm sure Mr. Hudson and Mr. Riley may recall. And we appreciate the county agreeing to expedite these applications under the circumstances for the Floyd's livelihood. The Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed the applications at their meeting of April 2nd, as Director Whitehouse stated, and then on April 16, the commission unanimously recommended approval of both applications, with the conditional use being subject to certain conditions. The applicant's agreeable with the conditions imposed by the commission. So the current use of the property is vacant. It's zoned, as you can see, B2. Nearby properties are used residentially as well as commercially. The Floyds actually own the property immediately adjacent to the west. The property to the rear of the site operates as an auto repair business. Just down the road, we have B Walls and Sons, a plumbing and heating business, Universal Supply Co., a building materials business, ShoreTech Services, a HVAC contractor, and Vinny's Pizza and Restaurant. So a mix of uses in this area. As you'll see, again, I stated the property is currently zoned B2. You'll see there's also properties near zoned B1, B2, AR1, C1, and CR1. The intent is to restore the property to its original zoning designation of AR1, consistent with the zoning of other nearby properties, as you can see. Notably, AR1 is a zoning district permitted in the developing area where this property is located according to the future land use map of the comprehensive plan. And of course, the developing area is a designated growth area per the comprehensive plan. The site also falls within level 2 for state strategies. So in terms of the concept plan, it was prepared by Vista Designs. You'll see the proposed access is off of Route 24. The business has 6 dump trucks with generally 3 to 4 on the site at any given time, 3 trailers, a wheel loader, dirt roller, and skid steer. The site's designed so that trucks will pull into the entrance, go around the proposed 40 by 80 building, and park out front of the building here and or along spaces located here. Equipment storage will also take place in the front and near the building, as well as designated spaces on site. Materials which are associated with the driveway installation portion of the business, dirt, soil, rock, stone, etc., would be stored in designated storage bins on the site. The plan also proposes a fence along the perimeter of the property, except for along the frontage, of course. The concept plan we submitted noted a 6-foot high fence. However, the commission asked that a 7-foot fence be installed. That's fine with the applicant. Regarding access, you'll notice there was an alternate access plan that we submitted into the record, which proposed an access from the Floyd's property next door that then would access this site. The only reason that we submitted that, it's not proposed right now, but the Millsboro bypass might tie in this area. We're not exactly sure yet where. If the entrance needs to be relocated, we would resubmit an application, have an amended application of some sort, where access would come from this side. But at this point, access is proposed here. So just if there are any questions about why we also submitted that alternate access. In terms of utilities, public water and sewer is not yet available. Like the Floyd's other site next door, they'll consider a private well here. They do not have plans for a bathroom on this site. There's also a small area approximately here of a wellhead protection area, which will be avoided. But I did want to note that as well. In terms of the downzoning requests, the applicants are ultimately seeking to restore the property to its prior designation. For reasons explained, this is not only a zoning district, which is consistent in the area with nearby properties zoned the same, but is also considered to be an applicable district in the developing area. The existing district would not permit the conditional use sought here, which is why there's a reason to downzone and then seek the conditional use. In terms of the conditional use, as this council knows, the code provides the property owners in each zoning district, provides that property owners in each zoning district can undertake certain uses of their property by right. While certain uses are prohibited outright and others are allowed upon receipt of a conditional use approval from this county, the code provides that the purpose of a conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations with full protections offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comp plan, and possible impact not only on neighboring properties, but on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. The proposed use meets the purpose of a conditional use as outlined in the code, given its public and semi-public character, which serves the general convenience and welfare of the community. The conditions set forth for the proposed use reflect careful consideration of potential impacts on neighboring properties and the broader community. At the commission, the applicant had submitted conditions which were largely adopted by the commission in its recommendation of approval. Operating hours are limited. Specifically, the hours shall be from 6:30 to 6:30 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 3 p.m. on Saturday. We've also restricted further delivery of materials on site to 9 to 4 Monday through Friday, and then confirm there should be no Sunday hours. You'll see that measures were also implemented to manage materials and maintain cleanliness on site, including prohibitions of stockpiling and designated vehicle, trailer, equipment, and material storage areas. The proposed parking and vehicle management plan will adhere to the county standards, ensuring efficient use of space while minimizing noise and safety concerns associated with vehicle operations. Additional provisions include limitations on vehicle idling, maintenance activities, and the handling of hazardous materials, all designed to safeguard the environment and neighboring properties. Visual screening through fence installation will enhance the compatibility of the use with its surrounding properties and uses. By addressing these considerations through specific conditions, the proposed use aligns with the intent of the conditional use regulations, promoting responsible development that balances operational needs. As a final point, I'm pleased to report, as I did before, that the applicant received letters of support from all property owners on all sides of the property, including across the street. We did submit a petition at the last hearing to confirm the same. So with that, I'll conclude and ask the council to act favorably on both applications. We're available for any questions, and thank you for your consideration of both requests.
Are there any questions from the council?
We take two separate votes on this?
Yes, there will be. Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
It's okay, but council will close the public hearing, close the public record.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. And the first is to change the zone, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B2 community business district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Okay.
Move for adoption.
Okay, what? Okay. Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Question on the motion. Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
I don't know if we're going to cite planning and zoning's recommendation on this, but I vote yes.
Mr. McCarron.
I vote yes based upon the testimony heard today and the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Lloyd.
Based on the testimony given at the public hearing today and the recommendation by PNZ, I vote yes.
Mr. Grunebaum.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and testimony here today, I vote yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And the next matter is an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial hauling, goods and materials, delivery services, and driveway installation business, together with storage of vehicles, equipment, and materials, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through O.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Quarterbaum. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
Yeah, this is a fairly easy one for me. It's always been a mixed-use area. In fact, my wife's grandfather used to run a sawmill not very far from there once upon a time. And so I, based on the recommendation of planning and zoning with conditions, vote yes.
Mr. McCarron.
I vote yes based upon the recommendation of planning and zoning and the testimony heard today.
Mr. Lloyd.
I vote yes based on the testimony and recommendation by P&Z.
Ms. Quarterbaum.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and testimony today, I vote yes.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. McCarron, second. Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Quarterbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.